TUC Radio, Time of Useful Consciousness. World Radio Day 2016. Live coverage of the Napa earthquake in California. At 3:20 a.m. on a Sunday in August 2014, a 6.0 earthquake hit Napa County, less than an hour north of San Francisco. Even though it was the strongest in 25 years in Northern California, injuries were in the low hundreds. Property damage was near $1 billion. At least 15,000 residents lost power, and most of them also lost the use of cell phones and internet. With many cell phones now reduced to an expensive flashlight, people located their radio and heard only pre-programmed material from all commercial stations. With one exception, KWMR, a small, non-commercial, community radio station far away from the epicenter. World Radio Day is an international annual celebration of radio, why we love it, and why we need it today more than ever. Their February 2016 events are focused on emergency broadcasts. Here's part of the story of a community station that has built their station in response to a devastating fire in their own signal area at the Point Reyes Peninsula. They were determined to be ready for the next emergency. KWMR in Point Reyes Station has been on the air since 1995. They have a rich offering of music and public affairs. But unlike most other community radio stations, they have built infrastructure, trained staff, and volunteers specifically to respond to emergencies. In addition to the EAS, the National Emergency Alert System, they coordinate with all the local emergency services to be able to help in times of need. And a quick disclaimer, you're about to hear voices of callers from that fateful night of the Napa earthquake. Keep in mind, all this happened in 2014. Also, the phone numbers are clipped, so you're not tempted to call in today. KWMR has two dedicated emergency desks, wired to go on the air with a flick of a switch, one in the radio station, the other in the studio of the station engineer, Richard Dillman. He was awakened by the shockwave of the earthquake and acted instantly. After ascertaining that West Marin had not lost power and the station was still on the air, he took over the operation of KWMR from his home studio and went live just 7 minutes after the quake.
Hello, good morning. This is KWMR, and we're going to interrupt our overnight programming because, at least here where I am, we felt what seemed to have been an earthquake, a fairly mild one, but wonder if you heard it. If you felt it, where you are, if you want to let us know what's happening in your neighborhood, I have a special number for you. It's 415-990-7070. Let me know what you heard, what you felt, what your neighbors heard and felt.
Hi, I'm in St. Helena, and was woken up by the earthquake. It was extreme shaking. I've been in quite a few small earthquakes here in the Bay Area, and Seattle was the worst ever. Terrified, actually. I'm still kind of trembly. All the electricity's out. That's all I know. Nobody else seems to be up.
Okay. So you're getting us on some kind of battery radio, I guess.
On an iPhone, which has a flashlight, which helped me find my other flashlight, and now I'm realizing I'm not earthquake prepared.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time to give us a call at KWMR.
Sure thing.
Hi, this is KWMR. You're on the air.
Man, I mean, that really
felt like a fairly big earthquake. It sure woke me up. The house was laying, and the dogs were barking. And then I turned on the radio to get some news, and nothing else was on except for KWMR, and I am so grateful and proud of our radio station for being on right now.
It was very comforting to hear your voice. I immediately got my transistor radio.
Wonderful.
And was dialing around, so thank you so much for being on the air.
You're very, very welcome.
Okay.
So it's just a little past 4 a.m. at KWMR and Point Reyes Station. We're continuing with our special coverage of the earthquake that occurred at about, 3:20 a.m. Local time. And let's see, this is KWMR, and you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I live in Vallejo, and it certainly woke me up. Some things fell off the shelf. Now, this wasn't as strong as the Loma Prieta one, because I was in that one. The car alarms went off here in Vallejo. Seemed like everybody was awake.
Yeah.
Because you could see flashlights going throughout the house. I had one, but it fell off the refrigerator, but I knew where it was.
Great. Thank you so much for taking the time in the midst of all that to give us a call. I really appreciate it. Hi, this is KWMR, and you're on the air.
I'm in Santa Rosa, just south of downtown, and I was awoken to trees shaking and everything shaking, and some big cedar trees were shaking, and then once it stopped, I saw two or three really large flashes like lightning, and then I heard a loud crack. Pretty darn startled, and it's gotten on the internet and the telephone and radio to see what I can find out. And I just stumbled upon your station and heard the number, so I thought I'd give a call in.
Well, I suspect maybe it was power lines touching each other that often produces that kind of flash, but stay safe there. As long as you're safe now, no sense going out and investigating. But thank you so much for the call. I know some other folks are calling as well.
Those were some of the callers who called into KWMR, the only station doing live coverage of the 2014 Napa earthquake. While the station engineer, Richard Dillman, was putting callers on the air, he also scanned all the services he had available on his desk, ranging from the internet with USGS and National Tsunami Warning Center, to the police and fire scanner, and two-way radios for the local emergency services.
This is KWMR, Point Reyes Station, with early morning earthquake coverage. It's, according to the USGS website, it's the magnitude 6.0 and located 4 miles northwest of American Canyon. So we've had folks calling really at some distance from that location and from where we are at KWMR's remote facility up here on Inverness Ridge. And they are reporting, in general, certainly earthquake that got your attention, woke folks up, certainly woke us up. But so far we have no reports of damage from either folks that are calling in or from the first responders at Inverness Fire and also at Bolinas Fire. We've heard from both those folks, the chief of the departments there. Hi, this is KWMR, and you're on the air.
We were in our trailer at Durand Park, and we felt it shaking pretty good. And so we were wondering if we should be concerned about tsunami or waves. So we just kind of left the area. We're in a little higher ground just to make sure everything's fine.
Okay. Understand you've... where were you originally?
Durand Park.
Okay. I'm just able to get through to the National Tsunami Warning Center website, and they say they do record this earthquake, and they say no watch, no warning. So I think, according to this information, you should be okay, but you did exactly the right thing. Just get to high ground if there's any worry at all. But thank you so much for calling in.
All right, you be blessed.
Thank you very much. Hi, this is KWMR. You're on the air.
Hi, we're in Nina. Our whole neighborhood is down. There's no lights anywhere. And this phone wasn't working for a while. So
please,
now we got.
Please tell me where you are again. I missed that.
In Napa.
In Napa. Napa. Okay. Okay. In Napa. So you're without power in Napa. Is that what you were saying?
Yes, we have no power.
Okay.
And, yeah, the gas. We looked for gas lines. It seems that was perhaps something broke there, but that seems to be okay. And we hear sirens all over the place.
Do you know how far you are from American Canyon?
Yeah, we're not. How far was American Canyon? About 30 miles, but no, we're only about 15 miles from American Canyon.
Okay, so you're pretty close to what we have as the reported epicenter for this 6.0.
Yes.
So in the middle of all that, thank you for taking the time to call in at KWMR.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Sure. Bye-bye. This is KWMR on Point Reyes Station with early morning earthquake coverage. Folks are calling in from quite a far distance around the Bay Area to let us know where they are and what they felt. And, in fact, here's one more. Hello, good morning. You're on KWMR. Go ahead.
Good morning, Richard Dillman. This is Amanda.
Hey, Amanda. Yep.
We felt shaking here like so many other people did. First thing I did was went out and got my disaster council radio turned on. Heard Jim Fox come up on the air and reported in. And I've been following the interchange. I'm pretty impressed that we have been getting these calls from so far away to KWMR, and it took almost 20 minutes for even this to register on the Google News alert. So thank you so much for taking the time to activate KWMR this morning.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Amanda. I'm so happy this little system is actually working. And just while I've got you, since, by the way, this is Amanda Eichstadt, who's the station manager at KWMR, how does it sound over the air? Since this is the first time we've done this with the call-ins and so forth, how would you rate it?
I would rate it as probably 10 out of 10 in terms of the ability to communicate with our listening public.
Okay. Thanks, Amanda. 10 out of 10, can't do better than that.
And that was the station manager of KWMR calling in. So happy to see how all the planning and building had its first real-life test. And to this day, nobody has yet explained how the small radio station on the edge of the Pacific Ocean, broadcasting at only 235 watts, could be heard so far inland and so far south and north. For the night of the Napa earthquake, KWMR remained more an observer than a participant in this emergency. While giving listeners an opportunity to exchange experiences, Richard Dillman scanned all the local emergency services and came to realize that nothing serious had occurred in the immediate neighborhood of the station. However, if there had been a power outage, fire, or tsunami, KWMR would have been ready to respond directly under guidance of the official services. I went to visit Richard Dillman after the Napa earthquake to find out how KWMR had become such an important element in the local emergency response. Richard is not only the KWMR engineer, but also the communications engineer for the West Marin Disaster Council. Before that, he spent 30 years as special services staff for radio and communications at Greenpeace. And he is the engineer who put KPOO San Francisco and KWMR on the air. Richard and I sat down at the desk where the Napa broadcast originated. I wanted to find out how exactly an emergency broadcast comes about, what equipment is needed, and how it is being used. Every now and then you will hear short alerts coming off the scanner and the local vocal house cat making his comments. Here's Richard Dillman.
We're up here on the top of Inverness Ridge in West Marin County, and this is my work area, but it is also designed to do duty for two things in the emergency relief realm. One of those has to do with our community radio station, KWMR, and in that case, what we have here is a small audio origination studio that addresses an issue that we found when we put our community radio station on automation. This is the only broadcast outlet in West Marin where we're prone to plenty of emergencies, everything from fire to flood, though of course earthquakes. San Andreas Fault is right outside the window here. But when the station is on automation, there's nobody there. So if an event occurs overnight, for example, or on weekends, then we have it set up so that I can interrupt the broadcast from here, go on the air from this location, and bring emergency information to our listeners. And this part of the operation has to do with what we call our Disaster Council, which is the civilian first responders organized under the Marin County Fire Department. These are folks who augment the fire personnel, who are excellent, superb folks, but not that many of them out here in the rural area of West Marin. So they depend on the Disaster Council civilians to be their eyes and their ears, and also to help with first stage relief, first aid, evaluation of the situation in our various neighborhoods. And they're all linked together with a two-way radio system, which I also communicate on from this location. So when we're on the air remotely in an emergency through KWMR, bringing in information from that source, also from the police scanner over here, which covers not only the county sheriff, but the fire department, all the relief agencies. So in one ear of my earphones, I'm listening to what the first responders are saying. In the other ear, I'm listening to my own broadcast coming back over KWMR, so I know I'm on the air. And then we also bring in phone calls from folks like we did in the Napa earthquake, for example, reporting what they were feeling in their particular area, what damage had occurred, whatever they needed to report, and that went out live over the radio station. So that is the emergency function of this particular workstation. In the case of the Napa earthquake, I was sound asleep. All these pets that we have around here that are supposed to give you advance warning did absolutely nothing. They slept through the whole thing. But it certainly got me out of bed. So I came down here to see what was going on. So first thing was to see that the station was still on the air, that KWMR had not been knocked off the air. Well, we didn't lose power in this area, so we were fine. The station was still broadcasting. And then I listened here on this radio, the one I mentioned, which tells us exactly what all the first responders are doing and whether they're going to anything that's damaged, anybody injured. So right away you get a good overall view of what's happening in the area through that. And then also on our Disaster Council radio, that starts to light up. People have turned on their radios, including the local fire chief, and he's making the rounds, and we're hearing the fire stations do their inventory. So you get a quick picture of what's going on. Then the next step was to connect with this mixer here to KWMR, push the magic combination on the touchtone pad here so it seizes the station, and now we're on the air from here. So we could be on the air giving that information, and then also through the cell phone just bring people in who wanted to call in and give their information. Now the one of the most surprising and rewarding things was how many people called, and from well outside our normal listening area. Folks who said, well, I was, you know, this jolted me out of bed. They were much closer to the epicenter than we were, and I immediately turned on the radio, and all I heard was automated programming and music, and now I hear your voice, an actual human voice, and it was very rewarding to be able to be on the air for that hour and a half or 2 hours we were on, actually providing a service that meant something to folks, and folks who were not normally within our listening range, people who probably just stumbled across KWMR for the first time, and people for whom this voice in the night actually meant something. And that confirmed that the work we had done at the station and the equipment that we put in here that actually worked, confirmed that that was worth doing.
Where did you get the information that you were able to pass on that night?
We looked at the information that we were getting over the first responder radio, so we knew that in our local area in Marin, it seemed to not have any damage or personal injury. And we were also lucky enough to be able to maintain internet contact here, so we were able to look at the websites, which are very good about immediately reporting the epicenter and the intensity of the event. So we were able to look at that, and we knew where it was, and we knew what areas would be affected. We have the tsunami warning here, and that tells us where the latest event was and whether or not there is a tsunami warning in effect for where we are. Now, this was very important during the Fukushima earthquake and tidal wave. We were under a tsunami warning here, so we were able to watch this progression and knew exactly when it was going to arrive, and very fortunately turned out to be almost, well, not a non-event. It actually did cause damage, but of course, compared to the damage it caused in Japan, it was as nothing. And then we have the normal weather maps that we would use. I like Weather Underground, but there are tons of different ones, and especially now with the storms that we're expecting this winter, this is very valuable because you get to see the Doppler radar and you see how these bands of rain and these storm fronts are approaching. And it's just shockingly accurate, and it shows, you can expand, as probably most people have done this, expand the picture down to exactly where you are, and sure enough, here's this band of rain, and right at that time it starts pouring right outside. So those are the main sources online that we use.
And since we are at it, can you point out the local emergency council equipment that you run?
Yes, that's right. Well, as you know, Mariah, I'm a radio obsessive, so that my motto is there's no such thing as too many radios. These are the dual radios here. This one is the disaster council radio. This guy listens and communicates on things like the Coast Guard channels and things like that. So being up here high on the top of Emirates Ridge, we were a little, not quite 1,000 feet above sea level with good antennas up on the roof. This gives us good range even if we didn't depend on the repeaters that we've got on the mountaintops around here. Even just direct radio to radio, they call it simplex communication, can reach most of these folks who are radio equipped within the disaster council. So we can step in with that. Now, of course, the first thing that happens in any emergency here in West Marin, I know where you live, well, you're already off the grid, so it doesn't happen. But here, we're on the grid, so the first thing that happens, of course, is the power fails. So under the table here, we've got some deep cycle batteries, and they are kept fully charged, and then as soon as the power goes out, then all the communications equipment here shifts automatically to the emergency battery power. So we're in good shape for that. And we also have a generator outside too that we can start if we need to.
What is your current battery power, over?
There's a boater who has just run out of batteries and he's stranded somewhere. So we let the Coast Guard take care of him.
Out at sea?
Yeah.
The part that we don't see here that impresses me is that KWMR is actually ready to interface with this and technically set up to interface with this. Because my own experience of community radio is that, you know, some alert programmer interrupts their music show and says this and this is going on and looks at the computer and tries to pass on information. But this is much more formalized here, both for your own ability to override and the interface with the emergency council.
Well, you're absolutely right. And one of the most rewarding things about being involved with KWMR from before the beginning is that as the organization matured, and as you remember, you and I were one of the first people to really become involved in this, I guess second tier, we would say, when we heard there were some people who were serious about a radio station here in West Marin. From before the beginning, the management and the board of directors of KWMR made a commitment to be there for the community in an emergency situation. That commitment has been adhered to 100%. So at the station, when there are people there to staff it, we have an emergency operations desk that goes into service, does emergency broadcasting. It's about the size of a postage stamp, I'll admit, but so is the station. It's about postage stamp size. So we have all of the equipment there that we need to do many of the things we've been talking about here. And time after time after time, even if it's just something that the power is out in this neighborhood or trees are down blocking this road or there's an auto accident and you can't get through, that kind of thing people have come to depend on. So it's very good when these minor incidents that don't qualify as emergency, they maybe rise to the level of inconvenience, but people get into the habit of knowing that they can tune into KWMR and get that information, and we've really fulfilled that promise, I think. And of course, when those instances take place, these inconveniences, it's the same deal. I get the information over the radio here, we'll call that into the station, or someone else will hear it and call that into the station. We have formalized blanks, forms that goes on. We keep all of that, we tabulate it, we know how many broadcasts we did. So it is, as you say, a not overwhelmingly formalized, but it is something that we're ready to do. We know how to do it.
That was Richard Dillman, engineer for KWMR in Point Way Station in California. One of the first of a growing number of community radio stations that are ready to be of real help in an emergency in their signal area. We talked about the response of KWMR to the August 2014 earthquake in Napa County, an hour north of San Francisco, California. This program is produced for World Radio Day, an international annual celebration of radio. Why we love it and why we need it today more than ever. I'm sending my respect and appreciation to everybody at KWMR who helped build and staff and support this emergency system. You can reach Richard at richard@kwmr.org. Happy World Radio Day. You can hear this program again for free on TUC Radio's website, www.tucradio.org. Look at the newest programs or the podcast page. While you're there, you can subscribe to weekly free podcasts. Downloads are free, and we appreciate any size donation to keep TUC Radio on the air. Our email address is tuc@tucradio.org. My name is Maria Gelarden. Thank you for listening.